Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt. Today is Omer, day 17 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer, the name above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua, Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14, and she will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:21-23, she will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Yeshua, which means Adonai saves, because he will save his people from their sins. All this happened in order to fulfill what Adonai had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. The name means God is with us. Emmanuel is the name given to the Messiah at Isaiah 7:14 and 8:8. As Matthew himself explains, it means God is with us, which is how Hebrew Emmanuel is translated at Isaiah 8:10. However, Yeshua was not known by that name during his life on earth. Rather, the name gives a hint, a remez, at who he is by describing him. He is God with us. God's people experience the final fulfillment of Revelation 21:3. Where in the new heavens and the new earth, God with them dwells among them. In the Tanakh, names frequently describe an aspect of the person named. In fact, the Tanakh, or as some refer to as the Old Testament, uses several names to refer to the Messiah, including Shiloh, Genesis 49:10, Branch, Isaiah 11:1, Sprout, Jeremiah 23:5, and 33:15, and the longest, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:5-6 and 9:6-7. All describe the Messiah, yet he was known by just one name, Yeshua. God is with us, Psalm 139:7-12. Where can I go from your Ruach? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. And if I make my bed in Sheol, look, you are there too. If I take the wings of the dawn and settle on the other side of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely darkness covers me, night keeps light at a distance from me. Even darkness is not dark for you, and night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are alike. Jeremiah 23:22-24. If they have stood in my counsel, then they would have announced my words to my people and turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I God only when near? It is a declaration of Adonai, and not God when far off. Can anyone hide himself in places so secret that I will not see him? Do I not fill heaven and earth? It is a declaration of Adonai. Romans 8:31-39. What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be successful against us? He who did not spare even his own son and gave him up for us all, how he will not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against God's elect, his chosen ones? It is God who justifies us, declaring us blameless and putting us in a right relationship with him. Who is the one who condemns us? Messiah Yeshua is the one who died to pay our penalty. And more than that, who was raised from the dead and who is at the right hand of God interceding with the Father for us. Who shall ever separate us from the love of Messiah? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Just as it is written and forever remains written, for your sake we are put to death all day long. We are regarded as sheep for the slaughter. Psalm 44:22. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us. For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. When I was a new believer, the enemy tried to convince me that God did not love me. I was so tormented by this thought that I couldn't sleep. That is when the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, gave me the scripture and gave me his shalom, knowing that the lies of the enemy can never separate me from the love of Messiah. Hide this truth in your heart. It is important that you meditate, hide in your heart what the word says about who you are in Messiah Yeshua. John 14:16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengther, standby to be with you forever. The Greek is parakletos, means counselor, comforter, exhorter, or literally one called alongside. There are two words in Greek for another, allos, another of the same kind, and heteros, another of a different kind. Here the word is allos, a comforting counselor, just like Yeshua, namely the Ruach HaKodesh. Compare the Talmud, what is the Messiah's name? Some say his name is Menachem, the son of Hezekiah, since it is written, because Menachem, a comforter that could relieve my soul, is far from me. Lamentations 1:16. The Ruach HaKodesh in us is proof that he will always be with us. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, Emmanuel, God is with us. In what ways has the Father shown you that he is with you via the Ruach HaKodesh, even when at times you thought he was not there? What ways do you know that he is with you? The blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 17 days, which are 2 weeks and 3 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us speedily. Bo Yeshua Bo. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place speedily in our days. Amen Selah, in Yeshua's name. Amen.